just that, you know, people emerged from colonialism with different views of the British. You know, some thought they were very benign and really rather good, and others saw them as foreign invaders that kept people suppressed. And Obama's family come from that second school of thought, and it hasn't quite left him yet.
Okay, and on Trump, I mean, you know, a good president for Britain, or ultimately for the Americans?
I don't know. It's up to them. I mean, I mean, some of Trump's direction of travel I understand, but when I hear him sort of almost encouraging violence, and I just think it's not really for me.
Fair enough. And just on the St. George's issue, then. Maybe there was a period when people were quite reluctant to waive the...
Oh, yes.
What's changed, maybe, in recent years? What caused people to be reluctant in the first place? Why is it changing now?
Just our own sort of cowardness. You know, the Union Jack was for the National Front, and everything after that. Devolution has changed things hugely. You know, there is a a Scottish Parliament, a marked Scottish identity, which is stronger now than it was 20 years ago. St. Patrick's Day is a global holiday.
we'll give you that.
You know, yeah. Oh, no, it is. Of course it is. And I just think the English got rather left behind with all of this and almost told they should be ashamed to say they were English. And there's been a big public revolt against that. And suddenly this flag, you see it not just when England are playing football, but you see people flying it on their front lawns in Sussex and things like that. So, yeah, I think for the United Kingdom to work post-devolution, all four parts need to have their sort of their own feeling that they're just a little bit special.
Fair enough. Thanks for that. Do you want to go ahead and appreciate it?